T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joined by Michael Mulder. He's a Warriors shooting guard. He's shooting 42.6% from three this year. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to start with kind of a fun question. We've been talking about venues, like arenas and stadiums. You obviously played at Kentucky. Do you have a favorite arena that you played at, or a favorite venue where you played that you just loved it and it was your favorite place to play?
I got to say Chase Center. I know I'm a little biased, but
really?
Where I played, yeah, for sure. It's a beautiful arena we got here. And you know, it's where I played my first NBA game. All my best performances have come here. And not to mention I signed in the building. So, you know, it's one of my favorite places on earth.
What's cool. The biggest adjustment when you go from arena to arena and you get out there from shoot around? Is it trying to adjust to the background? Is it possible maybe air from the air conditioning? What do you try to do when you first set on to a new floor?
I kind of just immediately go walk onto the floor, get a feel for, just how it feels like to be on the court. I hear a lot of guys talk about the depth perception and the space and stuff like that. It definitely feels a little bit different with it empty and less fans. But for me, it's just about getting reps up. Regardless of what arena I'm in, I just like to get a lot of reps up before the game. For shoot around and practice, whatever we're doing, I like to get a lot of outside shots so that, when the ball and the opportunity comes to me in the game, I'm ready to knock it down.
Michael, I tell my guys, I love your approach to the game because when you get it, you let them fly. So I appreciate that. And you can shoot. And I'm just wondering, you're playing with one of the, if not the greatest shooters in the game. How do you pick stuff up from Steph Curry?
For sure. Obviously, Steph's the greatest shooter, to ever live. And being able to be around him every day and see his approach and his work ethic is really awesome, and it's infectious to the rest of the group. I think he makes us a lot better on both ends of the floor, and that's something that's really impressive. It's not just his shooting, but he's having a really strong year on the defensive end as well, and that's something that's a testament to his character and his work ethic. And he's not in anywhere near one dimensional. So I think from that aspect, he makes us a lot better. And from a shooter's aspect, he's seeing the work that he puts in to his craft day in and day out. It's inspiring to guys like us. And, it obviously inspires us to work harder every single day.
Michael Mulder joining us on 95.7 The Game, Warriors shooting guard. Michael, you're in the rotation. I mean, you play every night, but you don't really know when you're going to play every night. Is that difficult or not?
There's an adjustment to that. Obviously, being in my situation, opportunities are going to come. And when they do, it's just my job to be prepared for them. So regardless of how many minutes or when those minutes come, I just make sure that every day I'm preparing on the practice floor, getting my reps up, getting shots in, just making sure I'm ready for whenever that opportunity does come so I can make the most of it.
Would the next step for you, Michael, be – hey, you know what? You're gonna be coming in with 6 minutes to go in the first and third quarters. Would that be easier for you, or you're fine the way things are?
I'm really a guy that's just willing to do whatever coach asks of me. Wherever they can plug me in and think I'll be most effective to help the team win, that's exactly what I want to do. So, whether that be whatever minutes they really want to dedicate my way, throw my way, I'm happy with that. I just want to play whatever minutes I get with force, energy, bring effort on the defensive end, and obviously be ready to knock down shots when they come to me.
It's an awesome perspective, and the playing is almost the, quote, easy part of being in the league because of the travel. What's it like being on the road where you can't really get out and even sightsee? And we were talking earlier about an upcoming trip to New York. You guys are going to have 2 days in the Big Apple, but you probably won't be able to put on the Polaroid and go out and sightsee, right?
Yeah, no, it's been a little bit hectic. You know, I know this year is so different from years past where, you know, we don't have the luxury to be able to really go explore the cities that we travel to and things like that. But from a different perspective, you know, we have an opportunity to really be together and get to know each other as a group and grow off the floor. And I think that's something that really translates to the way we play on the floor. So there are positives to every situation, I believe. And, you know, there's definitely positives if you look close enough to that situation.
Michael, I always love asking pro athletes who, you know, how did they fall in love with the game? Who was their guy? You got a pure shot. Who was your guy growing up that you tried to emulate?
You know, growing up, I had a variety of players that I really loved to watch. My dad was a huge Lakers fan, so I was really into the Kobe and Shaq duo when I was young. So I would say Kobe was probably the first guard that I really watched and tried to emulate. And then when Shaq went over to Miami and D-Wade coming into the league, he was a really big inspiration to me as well. So, but obviously as I got older and the game started to develop into a shooter's game, watching the Warriors play, the way that they moved the ball, the way that Steph and Klay were able to move off the ball and effectively get shots for each other, you know, that was something that really stood out to me and was impressive and parts of the game that I really tried to emulate.
Michael Mulder joining us on 95.7 The Game. And now I got to ask you, what was the gym like at Vincennes University?
The gym was awesome, man. We had we actually had a really nice facility there.
I'm looking at it.
It was a lot nicer than some of the places we traveled to. So we were really good in that regard. And we usually try to fill it up pretty well. You know, we were a pretty powerhouse JUCO down there. Really high expectations from Coach Franklin, Coach Davis, and, you know, just of each other as teammates. And those are guys that I really keep in contact with. We talk probably every day in the group chat still. I'm still in real close contact and talk to Coach Franklin and Coach Davis on the regular basis. So those are really formative years in my career and, you know, years I'll never forget. It was really it was a tough grind, and I feel like that toughness is really what enabled me to, you know, really elevate myself and prepare to play at the next level.
And do you think about that grind on the daily when you're out there and, you know, you look over, you got Steph to your left and maybe you're going against LeBron or you're going up against somebody who you grew up admiring. Do you try to hearken back to that grind to just keep you hungry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the hunger that I had in those days has not changed. You know, if anything, it's increased. Since I've been here, it's always just been my goal to get to this level, and now it's my goal to stay and excel at this level. So, you know, that grind and that hunger is not something that I anticipate will ever go away. And, you know, that's definitely something that I think about on a regular basis. Talking with these guys, it feels like just yesterday I was with them, and now I've been fortunate enough to have plenty of teammates since then. And getting to play at the highest level and with some of these guys here, it's something that I hold really special to me and something I've always aspired to do. So, you know, I'd be selling myself short to work any less hard moving forward.
I got you guys getting the big fella back. That's Wiseman and Looney, and then catching fire and being a problem in the playoffs. So I ask you, Michael, how good can this team be?
I think, you know, I really don't think we have limit. You know, I don't see a ceiling for us. I think the sky's the limit. You know, obviously getting some of our bigs back and getting healthy, that'll only, you know, propel us forward and really shift the momentum and help us to continue to succeed. But yeah, no, I think we could really make a deep run at this. And, you know, I think we got a great group of guys in the locker room with competitive energy, and it's infectious. And we all just want to go out and win and play for each other. And, you know, that's what we're going to continue to do day in and day out.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. And no love for Rupp Arena?
Oh, no, I love Rupp Arena. It was amazing, actually. I think Rupp Arena is like third in capacity in
like 23.
Like, yeah, with like, what is it, like 33,000 people or 30,000 people. It looked crazy. Like, it looks insane. It's absolutely filled. But you know, I love Rupp Arena, but I got to say Chase, man, it was my first NBA experience, and you know, that's something I can't forget.
I appreciate that, but just so you know, you're soaring up the list of Warriors who played for Kentucky, surging past DeMarcus Cousins, cresting Kalena Azubuike. Still looking up, though, at Tony Delk, Michael.
Yeah, still looking up. Kentucky's had, you know, they've obviously produced so many great players, and that's something I'm proud of, to be part of that brotherhood as well, and that group of guys. You know, so I'm just happy to be mentioned with some of those guys.
I was teeing you up to take a shot at Azubuike, which maybe I didn't telegraph the pass enough, Michael, but you got a second chance here if you want to, you know, go after our good friend Kalena.
No, man, I don't got no shots, no way. You know, it's always just go big blue for me, and I think there's positive things to say about all schools, so you know, I just really keep it there.
Oh man, yeah, you don't get to hear the games, but Bob Fitzgerald, the play-by-play guy, and Kalena. Anytime anybody from Kentucky's on the floor, which in the NBA, Michael, is every single team with a few players, it seems like, you know, Kalena always rubs it into Fitz and says, another Kentucky guy.
Yeah, so, man, it seems endless. I mean, everywhere we go, it seems like I'm running into somebody from this brotherhood. So that's something I'm really proud of, is the way that guys from Kentucky have been able to exceed and excel at this level and continue to grow their game and continue to love the game. And you know, it's really left a lasting impact on Lexington, and you know, I think Lexington's left a lasting impact on all of us.
Man. Michael, thank you so much,
polished.
Man. A lot of fun stuff. You can join us anytime, man. Anytime, we appreciate
it. Sure, I'm glad to be here. You guys, let me know. I'll be back as soon as you guys want.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.